You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Food producer Lipstar, whose products include Lancewood and Denny Mushrooms, among others, has reported a strong first half boosted by a resilient trading performance, improved profit margins and lower net finance costs. Revenue rose 5.2% to 5.81 billion rand, driven by the strong performance of the ambient products category, which grew revenue by 9.1%. The group's gross profit margin increased to 21.5% and cash generated from operations increased by 2.1 million rand, or just over. CEO of Lipstar, Charles de Villiers, is standing by to talk us through the group's performance. Thank you very much, sir, for your time this evening. How would you characterize the results?
Thank you. I think we would be overall pleased with the result, given the fact that a year ago we launched a new strategic direction to simplify the group's portfolio and operating structure, but also to deliver the growth that we saw in the first half of the year.
Let's break up the performance by categories and take a look at volume sales for the ambient products category.
Within ambient products, we saw a strong pipeline of export orders translate into positive operating leverage within that category. So quite pleased with the result in that business, although we did experience some challenges in our food service and retail sectors within that channel. However, also contributing to the result of the category, seeing an improvement in our contract manufacturing volumes, particularly of wet condiments in that category.
Right. And when we take a look at the revenue for the perishable products category?
Within the perishables products category, we were impacted by some supply diversification from a large customer in the food service channel, putting some pressure on our volumes. However, seeing a resilient performance from our dairy and our convenience meal subcategories in that super category.
What of the household and personal care category?
That's a category that we have noted that we would be exiting in the set of results. We announced the disposal of our Chet Chemicals business, leaving only our Contactim business remaining within that category. We have managed to improve margins in that business, mainly through procurement savings and operational efficiencies in order to deliver an improved result year on year.
Are you making progress in efforts to reduce exposure to non-food categories?
Absolutely. I mentioned in this morning's presentation that the Chet Chemicals sale is a significant step forward towards simplifying our portfolio. We also mentioned the closure of our beverage manufacturing operations from the end of August. So all of these actions driving us towards creating a portfolio which is focused around value-added food products, with hopefully more rationalization of the portfolio to come in the second half.
Does that mean that the group is on track to finalize the simplification of its operating structures within the newly established perishables products?
Certainly so. It's been a long journey of 18 months, but in doing that, I think we leave the portfolio much stronger and simplified for growth in the year of the new financial year of 2025.
Speaking of growth, maybe you can expand for us in terms of the outlook for the group.
We mentioned this morning that consumers remain under pressure. It's clear that, in terms of shopping behavior, the pack sizes and the volume pressure that we experience within retail. However, our portfolio also lends itself to a strong export portfolio, and as such, we will be driving the second half performance by executing on that strong pipeline of food service of export orders, as well as to continue to develop our retail channel through targeted promotional activity.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, CEO of Lipstar, Charles de Villiers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.